Here is a question from Purushottam Das. I was recently having a discussion with a devotee from the UK regarding book distribution and decline of it. It seems that there is more focus on portraying us to other organizations and interfaith groups through the media, means of charity events such as climbing mountains or dressing as cows or meeting with other faiths, of which I have no objection. However, these seem to take priority over book distribution. Book distribution seems to be not the major priority, but just something we do sometimes. What is your opinion on these matters and the decline of book distribution here in the UK? I'm not going to comment on what goes on in the UK. That's not my business, but let's talk about just the principle of maintaining book distribution as the basis of Krishna consciousness, because that's what Srila Prabhupada defined it as. Books are the basis. I'd spoken about that not so long ago, that times have changed. The times from when our temples are, when ISKCON is primarily temples, and our temple's main activity is book distribution, that naturally, and not in a bad way, has changed. I would say that change is natural progress. We distribute books. What's the idea? We're distributing transcendental knowledge. Why are we giving transcendental knowledge? Because we want people to live a Krishna-conscious lifestyle. But a Krishna-conscious lifestyle entails more than just reading books. It means then that you have to preach to people, you have to maintain temples, you have to have deity worship, you have to have schools, you have to have farms, you have to have cow protection, you have to have agriculture. You have to have so many other things that come as a consequence of people becoming devotees from reading the books. And Krishna says, Bahu Sakya Hanantasya, when your attention or your focus is in one direction, then Yavasyatmika Budhir, then it's very easy to be focused, and the common mood comes out very easily. Then it becomes very clear, yes, books are the basis because everyone's doing it. But when we have to do another 50 other things, like for instance here it was mentioned, interfaith. I don't think there's an argument that we need to do interfaith if we want to avoid looking like a cult. We need to be seen to be communicating with other faith groups as well as all kinds of other organizations. That's also the result of being accepted and establishing, actually, our bona fides as a religion. So there's no harm in that. However, somehow or another, the expertise of management, whether it's UK or Hungary or United States or anywhere in the world or India, and India is where who is really leading book distribution and has been doing so for a long time, and whom we need to really emulate. Despite the fact that we do so many other things, books have to remain as the basis. And one way of doing that is making it a common activity for everyone. It was a common activity. Indeed, it was the only activity for everyone. So it can no longer be the only activity for everyone anymore, because we have so many other activities, and as a result of having so many services, people become, you could say, specialists in a particular field. They become pujaris and teachers and presidents and managers and communications spokespersons and so on. And all of these things are needed. But if the pujaris, communications, spokespersons, etc., if they all also do book distribution, and then, of course, what to speak of those, because once again, I'm making the mistake of just addressing devotees who are doing full-time service, but all of those devotees who are going to school, who are going to university, who are who've got their own business, who are running restaurants, who have electronic shops, who do so many things, if they actually also do this common activity of going out and distributing books, then we actually have a common basis. Then it is becomes the basis because everyone's doing it. They may not be doing it full-time. They may be doing it a a few hours a week. They may be doing it a day a month. But because everyone does it, everyone gets the taste. Everyone's speaking a common language when we're talking about book distribution, because everyone knows what it is that book distribution actually means. They know the feeling of book distribution, they know the difficulties of going out and giving Krishna consciousness to others. They understand how difficult it is to raise Lakshmi, how difficult it is to actually convince someone that they should commit themselves by giving money, getting a result in book distribution and preaching. So many things that end up being common to devotees, and it becomes a real basis for developing a community. And that's the expertise of management, that we don't expand at the cost of losing what we have, but we increase. So we don't become Alexanders, just like Alexander the Great. He would conquer new empires, and then behind them, whatever he conquered, it would just collapse. So Srila Prabhupada said like that, don't make me an Alexander. That Srila Prabhupada came and conquered, and then now, upon his disappearance, then his whole empire falls together. So we establish book distribution as the main activity of ISKCON, and now there are so many other activities that we need to do without question, but we need to do that while still maintaining the other activities. And if we do that, then that's good management. Srila Prabhupada would certainly say good management can be measured by how we're successful in distributing books. So the method of book distribution may change, but the fact and the act of book distribution should stay the same. Day before yesterday, I got a message from Krishnanam, he's in real estate, nice devotee in Budapest, and he sent me a message saying that he was selling an apartment or a house to someone, and the person knew that his son, Bhaktadas, he's in Mayapur, so he was asking about India. He told him that that person told him that they were into Tagore and were reading Tagore's works. Krishnanam told him that the philosophy that he follows is different than Tagore's, started to speak, and ultimately ended up selling him a book. So he got so encouraged, and that was on Friday, enlivened, that he said, tomorrow I'm going out on Sankirtan. So he sent me a message last night that he was out, and he'd done about, in terms of dollars, about $60 on the street, and sold some books, and was obviously enlivened because he was getting a taste. He got such a taste from selling that one book to one of his customers that he wanted to get more of it and went out. And then he went out with another devotee, Bart Salatzi, who's a businessman, does all kinds of things, from real estate to so many other types of things. And he just sent me a message before I started the podcast saying he went out with Krishnanam, and he said he did like 35,000 forint, which is almost like $200, and or over 100 pounds. And I told him, boy, Latsi, you should go out on full-time Sankirtan. He sold like 3 Mahabharats and 4 Bhagavad Gitas and other small books. And so he is also in bliss. And that's my hope by Sheshika Prabhu, is really encouraging this weekend warriors, that devotees, whatever they're doing, whether they're full-time or part-time, unless they're doing full-time book distribution anyway, that they should all go out on part-time book distribution. And by doing that, we can maintain books as the basis of the Krishna consciousness movement. And by doing that, we'll be successful, because we'll be doing what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do. Prabhupada wanted us to do all these other things, and there's no doubt. But he didn't want us to give up book distribution. He wanted book distribution to continue and to increase and to double, whatever other things, whatever other obligations that we have to do. Now, it's a tall order, but then that's the order of his divine grace. And when somehow or another we're fixed and we're determined that we have to fulfill this order and we have to continue doing this, then we get Prabhupada's blessings and Krishna's blessings. Krishna will help us to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's order, if that's what we're determined to do, and book distribution will increase and double and increase more and more, and it has to, because that's what healthy Krishna consciousness is. We can open a lot of temples, we can have so many, meet so many devotees, or make devotees, and we can lay claim to so many things, but if our book distribution doesn't increase, stays the same, that's one thing. But if it decreases, then we should understand that we're actually, our success is partial. Some success, but we're not really successful. Real success is there when the other successes are augmenting the increase of the success of increased book distribution. And that's what Krishna Consciousness Movement is about. And that's what Krishna Consciousness has to increase and realize in the future years. And if books are the basis, then and they're factually so, then we'll always be successful. I was going to give a last example. What was that last example I was going to give? Oh, yes, that's right. That I was speaking to Shruti Dharma yesterday, and because he'd, I think you may have seen him on Dandabats, he gave the new prime minister a Bhagavad Gita, and when they met him on Diwali on Downing Street. And because David Cameron, the prime minister's secretary, was not with him, so Shruti said that for the whole period of the Diwali function, prime minister was just keeping the Bhagavad Gita under his arm. Shruti had told him this book's all about how what the duties of the citizens are and what the duties of the leaders are. And then David Cameron said, yes, I remember my visit, that was a long time ago, to the manor. And I'll certainly keep this book with me here on 10 Downing Street. So, book distribution. Yes, it's a Diwali function, and it's a function with so many other members of the Hindu community. But the Prime Minister's got a Bhagavad Gita. Who can argue that Srila Prabhupada wouldn't be pleased and that he's carrying it around on his arm for 45 minutes? So, keeping book distribution as the basis, then all these other things, they complement the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement and really spell out success in big letters. Hare Krishna.